Good morning. It's another morning talk in bed.
Oh, my goodness.
And we're not in bed. I'm sitting in my bed, and my husband's actually sitting in a chair. I couldn't believe people actually got thrown off because it said morning talk in bed. We weren't doing nothing but talking. Good grief. Oh, anyway, greetings, everybody. For those who are listening, thank you. Those of you who are people who have actually, we actually have subscribers.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that great? We don't need the numbers to be known. But we have some. Anyways, I'm tripping right now because, first of all, my birthday is Monday. Turn up. Woo, woo, woo.
Hey. Happy birthday, baby.
Thank you, honey. Secondly, OMG. I've been playing this character named Koala Harris, which I've already stated is really not the lady, other lady, Kamala, but it's inspired. Absolutely. But it's not. So all of those friends out there who are really like, oh my God, you shouldn't do that because you might sway votes. Well, first of all, thank you. That's a compliment because you're saying that I did a pretty good job with my little acting thing. But secondly, I'm never coming with malintent. And if you know me, you know that. I'm just having fun making jokes. And look, when did we lose our comedy? When did we lose our jokes? I mean, what, Saturday Night Live is the only place that people can make jokes about people? That's not fair. You know, we don't have Mad TV. We don't have In Living Color, you know. And I'm doing something. We don't even have Key and Peele anymore because they blew up and they're doing movies and stuff. So I'm trying to do something. And the main people who should be showing me support are the main ones that deleted me as their friends. Or when I talk to them, they tell me, oh, whatever, BS, whatever. Anything other than do you or go ahead, girl, I'm mad at you because you're not showing support. But y'all support WAP, though. Y'all support people you don't know who are doing really decadent things, right? But your homegirl who's doing some comedy, y'all got a problem with that? The frig out of here. That shows that you got some issues on the inside and that you really just not happy with yourself because you should just be only supporting your people, you know, only support your friends, only support your friends. What the heck? If they doing something good or right or great, the problem? Anyways.
Here's the problem, sweetheart.
Break it down. You got to keep the screen on.
You got to hold it.
You got
it. You're expecting too much out of people. And that's what I realized. I realized if I expect the worst out of people and then they give me something slightly less than the worst, I feel like I won.
Dang. That's terrible. But I hear you. I don't have expectations. I mean, it's not that. It's just that. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Friends, you do have expectations because...
You expect them to be kind to you at least. Listen to your podcasts, watch your music videos, listen to your music. And they don't.
Or they could at least share it, even if they don't want to listen to it. But everybody I've talked to, except for like two people, and I had a gang of people who supposedly I claim as friend, said that they listened to it or watched whatever. And then the other ones, oh no, I'm too busy. Oh no, I haven't seen or heard it or watched it yet. And then the other ones,
you were hilarious, by the way.
Thank you, babe. But you know, you too. You did great camera work. I mean, you naturally did that. You instinctively like did it. You knew our voices was doing this at a certain point, and it was dope. It was beautiful. Anyway, I don't want to talk anything. Oh, thank you. Thanks, babe.
I like your weave and your eyelashes.
The weave is clearly for acting purposes. Like
the weave?
Yeah.
Why?
It's this nappy in the front on purpose. Like I'm doing shit on purpose. Like, because somebody said our friend was only claiming one nationality, right? So then I was like,
listen,
I ain't never seen.
I kinda like your weave, and I don't care what these niggas say.
I like my weave, but it's jokes. Like it's funny because I got edges. Because I was saying I ain't never seen no Indian with no edges before. That was the joke. It was a joke. Indians do have edges. They be permanents. They be permanent. It's a joke. Well, we're going to have music over all this stuff so you can have the vibe going real good. And I'm taking deep breaths and I'm breathing out because you need to inhale, exhale with these people, man. I'm telling you. Because that's all I had to say. But I do hope people do support. You don't have to even support me, but you ain't got to be. I just happened to see one of my homies that didn't have me as a friend anymore on Facebook. I hadn't even talked to her.
I told you people would be uncomfortable with it.
They could have talked to me, though. When we be not talkable to? Ooh. Anyway, I just think people be on their own little jealous shit. And they probably ain't listening to this podcast anyway, so it don't matter.
Somebody gonna listen to it, babe.
You know, I just used it as an outlet because life is hard and stressful a bit for some people right now.
Brain Damage, my album Brain Damage is out. Go listen to it on Spotify, Tidal, all the...
Bandcamp.
Apple Music. And then I just put out another single called Black Man. Y'all need to go check that out.
Came out yesterday.
Word.
On all platforms.
In a month or so, I'm going to drop another song called Tactics. Really, really hot. My son, Dino Hawkins Jr., at Dino Dwayne. It's really, really, really dope. And, you know, it's a blessing. And just, you know, makes my heart light when I think about doing music with my son. It's pretty dope.
That is dope, babe. That's a blessing. That's the dope thing about this hip-hop generation. Our kids are somewhat grown, and we're able to share music, be creative with them, all kinds of stuff. So on this episode, we will play the new album, new song, Black Man, and what else? Or whatever else songs that pop up that we want to play. I hope you enjoy.
Put it on there right there.
Yep. So enjoy. Enjoy your day. There was an earthquake today,
stop
too.
Stop being a hater. Stop being haters and encourage each other. Even if you don't like people's shit, you know, there's a bunch of rappers that I didn't necessarily think they were the best rappers on the planet. And they have made a career out of this, you know. You never know who or what. Just because you don't like it doesn't mean anything, you know. And I've talked to several people all the time, even some of my good friends who listen to a song and go, you know, I really didn't like that song at all. And the next day they go, you know what, I heard it again and it's amazing. People change, you know. You don't, your opinion on one thing doesn't stay the same either. It could change. So I wouldn't knock anyone for their hustle, but I wouldn't knock anyone for the things they do, because, you know, rapping like this did not seem to be, you know, it wasn't something that people took to, you know, and but I did it anyway, and, you know, I'm very happy to have, you know, have my art heard. You know, yeah. People enjoy it and don't enjoy it being heard. And I even enjoy when people say they don't like it. You know what I mean? Because it still gives it energy. You know, and I'm still the one that's getting the attention, which is what this game is about. You know what I mean? It's an attention game. You know, movies and music and art, you know, so how can I get your attention, you know, so I can sell you shit,
right?
You know, so,
and learning new ways to do it. I keep telling them, you gotta do this, that TikTok stuff, it's fun too.
Yeah, we'll see.
It's kind of fun.
I'm tired of the next thing, there's another gadget to learn. Jeez.
They're just mini videos, that's all people doing now. They don't even sit through music videos anymore. They just do 15, 20-second video clips now. That's why people stop making music videos. You know, Beyonce just do music movies.
Music movies.
And that's dope.
Oh, yeah.
Music, movies. So that's how I'm thinking of it. Anyways, that's all. And I hope you enjoy our new songs. Well, it's Dino's new songs.
I wanna.
And my new songs. No, I'm gonna put it on here and okay. Play it through there. Oh, you wanna talk about it though? Talk about. What is there to say?
You know, yeah, just to speak for itself, man. I'm not gonna get into much conversation about it. I noticed, although people seem to like the song, they don't really have nothing to say about it. They don't really want to talk about it.
It's a very brash song.
Well,
to some,
was that koala coming out right there?
Very brash. It's a very brash song, Volume 10. We're going to have dinner on Sunday with Volume 10.
Brash, like harsh. Like
it's brash.
Rush, rough.
It's harsh. It's brash. It's the cocky. Some people might think it's self-confidence.
Right.
And how dare black men have self-confidence?
Right. Right.
How dare you?
Right.
But in your self-confidence, sometimes people feel alienated because they don't recognize themselves in the blackness. Shame on them. Shame on them. Because...
I understand what you're saying.
Black is multiple meanings. It doesn't mean just one thing. But at the base of black is the universe.
Can you stop?
I'm just kidding, y'all. Okay. We went into character for a minute. anything else? I just give thanks and appreciate anybody who's listening and who shows any type of support for our acting and music and film and stuff. Oh, goodness. I had the phone right there.
Well, it is 7 o'clock in the morning.
That's true, it is. Morning talking bad. We have people even tripping off us getting married.
Right.
So
this is what people need to know. Me living my life is not a personal attack on you.
That's a good quotable.
So, you know, just because I...
fill in the blank.
Right. Does not mean that I am trying to impose that on you. You know, you could just look at it and watch the movie.
Not take it personal.
Right, and not take
it
personal.
You become Jason, you know what I mean? You become Cinderella? What the hell? So, yeah, you can listen to a song, y'all. Just like WAP. Everybody likes WAP. Y'all really acting out everything?
You know what I realize is that... especially now, now worse than ever, people really don't have no business. People really don't have nothing to do.
Mm.
People really ain't got no jobs. People really ain't got no money.
Mm.
You know, people are really uncomfortable and frightened right now.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's going to be some nervous energy running around and people going to be saying stupid shit and people going to be giving the wrong things energy. And, you know, it's a real trying time right now. Everybody need to take a breath, take a moment. And, you know, we all need to focus right now, especially because it's getting weird. I don't know if y'all noticed. It's getting really strange right now. Okay, you done talking?
Yes.
No, you don't have anything to say.
Not anymore. I think I've said what I wanted to say for today.
You stop hating. That was
please. It's a waste of energy. Well, how about
recognize your people?
Focus your energy, please, on the right way, not on people in your cipher. Anybody that you personally know ain't the problem.
Those are your worst haters.
Yeah.
The people you know. People you're closest to.
That sucks. That crabs in a barrel stuff that they keep saying is us. I hate that.
Usually people got to be close to you to hurt you. So that's the problem. You know, if there's an outside force, you know, it could be somebody 4 or 5 people away from in between you. You know what I mean?
Damn it.
And still get to you. They use 5 people to get to you. if that's what they need to do, you know, they get to your closest motherfucker.
That sucks.
That's why it, you know, it's safer not to fuck with people that you love even.
No, there's a way to do it. It's called the dip in, dip out. You dip in, you enjoy the moments. I do. I enjoy my family. And then you dip out and get back to your business. They're like vacations now.
Sometimes it's to protect them also.
That's
depending on what the heck.
That's
doing.
True. You dip in, you dip out. That's the way.
Anyway, yeah, stop being haters.
Please.
Be congratulators.
Only.
If you cannot congratulate, don't say anything.
Period.
Respect a person's energy and the things they do. You have no idea what they're doing is going to turn into. You have no idea if it's going to work. You know, and the person that's doing whatever they're doing, they obviously have a very strong inclination to do what they're doing. They have a very, they believe in it. Why take that belief away from them? It is so, belief in something is so hard to come by nowadays, man. You know what I mean? Why beat it out of someone? You know, like when I was in kindergarten, my teacher told me there was no Santa Claus, right?
Mm-hmm.
I hope this is just for adults here.
Yeah, it is.
And, you know, I came home and I cried. I was crying. You know, and I'm 5 years old or some shit.
Dang.
And, you know, teachers telling me there's no Santa Claus. That's just not the information she needed to get.
That wasn't their job.
Right. It was not her job to snatch Santa Claus out of my head.
Yeah. You know what? Hey, I made that mistake with my sixth graders. Now, I thought by sixth grade, you don't believe in Santa Claus. I didn't know that. So anyway, we just happened to have a conversation in class about something. And one of the...
So you were the teacher.
One of the students was like, what? There's no Santa Claus? I was like, oh, snap.
Yeah, that's terrible.
I thought you...
What grade was that?
Sixth.
Yeah, man.
Middle school.
I don't know in middle school.
So the parent wrote me a letter and just was like...
My mother...
I cannot believe you.
My mother went up to the school. Oh, my God. Miss Beverly going up to...
What happened?
My mother just called her a whole bunch of names.
In front of the class?
No, it was...
In the office?
No, it was in the class, but I guess it was at break or right after school was over. And mom came to pick me up.
Dang.
And she took me in there into the bungalow and gave that lady a...
Tongue lashing.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if any of you guys knew Miss Beverly Williams. But, she could cuss like a sailor. And especially if she got angry. She wasn't a little lady. My mother was like 5'9". You know what I mean? And your screen is going dark. She was 5'9". And she was a very healthy woman. Say that. You know what I mean? So, the lady was... A little, small little Asian lady, actually.
There we go.
I believe she was Korean.
Mm.
And
there we go, just meant, you know, maybe she wasn't into Christmas.
Yeah, okay, babe. So, was that koala? So, my mother called her a whole bunch of B's and a whole bunch of H's and threatened to... beat the shit out of her.
Dang.
And, you know.
Aww.
The lady learned a very valuable lesson, I think, that day.
Yeah, I understand. I really do.
Yeah, you don't want to snatch. So don't snatch shit. Don't be mean like that.
She was being mean,
that's
huh?
That's my point. Well, I think everyone is. I think anyone...
Everybody?
Any of these negresses who do not know... whatever lady that's running for president. I don't think I should even say her name.
Yeah, don't.
Right? Whoever, you know, you don't know her, right? And then you see someone doing a spoof of her. For you to get, feel some type of way about that. It's just ridiculous. They've made fun of candidates and presidents since I've been a child. Comedians have got on and made fun of these people. So I don't understand why...
Saturday Night Live?
Why people decide that because of circumstances that everything jumps, flies out the window.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was told.
You know,
and they said it's because they don't want...
Because we don't want Trump in the presidency so bad that we are going to block
comedy. We can't laugh. Our
homegirl who is writing or doing a skit about Kamala. It's ridiculous. It just lets me know that you guys are really
in need of comedy.
Can really be manipulated. Very easily, you know. I just think like the men sometimes sound like 50-year-old white women, and you know, I think that our women, you know, black women, brown women, you know, they just go along with, and they sound like, you know, 50-year-old white women as well, and you know, that's not where we need to be as a people. That's not who we are.
No.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, things like jealousy, envy, and hate, you know, is not really something that we need to work in. You know what I mean? And it just comes off real...
divisive.
Feels like jealousy. Yeah, I mean, all of those things are part of what disconnects us and... you know, puts us off into these smaller groups that have less power. You know, basically, I don't think we should be hating on anybody for anything, you know.
It's just freedom of expression.
Well, the thing, listen, they play games with us, you know. And I just think that instead of going for the games they play, we need to just settle on who we are and stick to that, no matter what the fuck they do. Like, for instance, they just changed the law in California, right? That people call it the pedophilia law, right? Mm-hmm. That's basically saying that, you know, a 14, 15, 16, 17-year-old could have sex with an adult if they're 10 years...
Within
10 years.
Something
age.
Like that.
Now... I think that's incorrect.
Slippery slope.
Right. I think that 14 is too young. I look at a 14-year-old and a 24. Me at 24, fucking on a 14-year-old, excuse my language, I don't really feel like that is correct. It doesn't sit right with me. And it doesn't sit right with a lot of people. So when, you know, things like this pop up, we have to remember, yeah, that's their law. But that don't mean I have to agree with it or be involved in that because I don't agree. You know, don't forget who we are just because they changed their tune. They changed the way they want to do things. Let's not forget who we are, you know what I mean? And how we feel about things, mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
It's just... You know, I said this before. Take the power out of the government. Stop allowing the government to tell you what's right and what's wrong. You know? Use your own common sense when you get to these things. You know what I mean? Because, you know, we will find ourselves acting like little puppets at the disposal of lawmakers. You know what I mean? And public opinion. You know, when we all know the public can be hypnotized into thinking any motherfucking thing.
Right.
So why are you, you know...
Rolling.
Right. Why are you putting your confidence in what the government says or what... you know, we are... I'm talking about black people, brown people, or at least black people. We are outnumbered, right? So why would we readily lend ourselves... to laws and actions of the majority when we know that the majority doesn't have our best interest at heart. It's silly. And you know, people need to stop doing that. You know, black folks need to stop doing that. We need to come together and decide as a people what we want to do, where we want to go, who we want to be. And we need to stick to that. No matter what they try to tell us, and no matter what different rules they try to give us, we need to decide that. And we're too busy trying to latch onto their culture and be accepted that we can't wait until they say something new for us to do, you know? And then we sit there and complain every time because people are uncomfortable with change, you know? And listen, so I don't know what to tell you. You know, I think we need to go back, as a people, we need to go back to the village mentality where it is just, you know, the elders that decide things, you know. A girl wants to get married, it's the elders, the elder women decide, you know. Is this girl ready for that? Is she mature enough for that? Can she handle all this mandingo? Oh my God. You know what I'm saying? And then, no, mama, you still a baby, go sit down. Or, yeah, we need to go in and marry this girl off.
Well, you know, that goes into like,
I'm just saying, we can't leave it to the government to decide that for us. It's the, you know what I mean? At this point,
we need our culture to be the point.
Right. At this point, culture. You realize that the government's not going to keep your child safe.
Well, we talking about culture again, and then I guess people are curious, like, well, what is our culture? People probably don't even recognize that your daily life is your culture.
Well, listen, it's not that I think we need to go back to the beginning. We need to go back to Africa, go back to, you know, these tribes in America, you know, where it was, you know, we were closer to nature, we were closer to God, we were closer to the understanding. We had already knew, I believe that we've already decided as black folks that the things that we're doing now, we already put that shit away. That's something that they don't want you to know the possibility of. You know, it's possible that all of these things that are happening now in this time have basically pretty much already happened. And we put a lot of it down because we knew that it was no good to scream. You know, it was no good for us. You know, this things that we are running across now may just be new things to them and not to us. You know, we possibly have had cultures like this maybe a dozen times.
Yeah, more than that.
So, yeah. Let's decide. Let's decide as a people, and then they'll follow along later. They always do.
All right. Thank you. This has been Morning Talking Bear. Volume 10 and Tommy Go. See, that wasn't that painful, was it?
We are family. Black man.
I'm playing in here too, though.
All right.
Mm-hmm, that's it, though.
All right, later. We out of here.
Peace.
Stomach, the world gon' run it, the vermin, the no attempt, the is limit, the world alignment with no violence to stay silent unless you want violence. The racket silence, the profilance, the smiling in my face, the protectors, the ones that lick us. Give me a million witches, black queens, Elohims, witch doctors, the gods lip proper. I ain't got the picture, the full picture in this. The relevant, the real relevant. Switch the long list, the pulpits, the death wishes, the snitches, and the I slept as they rose. The treachery goes. Night show set flame to the barrels. I can Latin in the flesh, I'm a honcho. I'm Dr. Octagon, press the mask.
There's nothing more you can do to me.
Yo, open my eyes, no surprise. I'm heavenly.
Stormbound. got the blood and the eyes on me. No getting around this, no getting around this.
Shep-shep, calling on the Shep-shep, Nep-nook, clanging on the metal mental left hooks, peppering all the meteoric metric batons, the bones why each W drone, that's a blast of clowns, grabbing on the oblongrana long noise, eye voice, info, and four glymph nodes and more. Water doesn't have a choice in the matter no more. I said water doesn't have a choice no more. What are you waiting for? Stars are full form, time and effort the norm, hospital harm befarm, baffled that folks tackle with separating what is known from what is shown, mind blown, trigger your zone and watch your tone. Long gone, I click long on a job, upon a pity pat to all natural law. Sit and clip and clap to spin to attack the even the wrong. Do this, then it's gone, they life song.
There's nothing more you can do to me. You open my eyes, no surprise, I'm heavenly. Stung by the blood and the eyes on me. No getting around this, no getting around this.
Los Angeles, the port of men, then lightning, and I liken it to sin. The lack of oxygen, and I hack and spit in. I swallow Vicodin, recycle the vodka, and the thumb sucker, the wild eyed liquor, the took of the wild wings, the howling, the defiling of physics. Hit me this, I got gack, miss it. Got more in the locker, like Robert. Your carpet and your daughter, in no short order. Human agriculture, being growing you hydroponically, half dastardly. Elastic cosmic adultery, alternating artery. Am I the man? Categorically, there's no getting ahead of me. This poetry, my woman's the real portal. This got ahead of me. I'm socially inept, and I weep at the casualty of our anatomy. Like roadkill to the lobotomy. To the lobotomy.
There's nothing more you can do to me.
You open my eyes, no. Surprise, I'm heavenly.
Stung by the blood and the eyes on me. No getting around this, no getting around this. We're heavenly.
Hi, I'm Koala Harris, and when I'm not bumping Snoop Dogg or smoking weed, I'm running for vice president. Isn't that wonderful? Check out your chompers, chums, and charge in a Colonel Sanders chicken, corn, and coleslaw hookah. And with my hot sauce in my bag, I'm bound to win. Koala Harris.
2020.
2020. West Coast.
Yay!
This is Flow, a poem by Watts, 1965. Diabolic Beats, Planet LA, Active Music Works. Expectation causes suffering. Living life a mystery, seven bread. Confusion, illusions outside your eyes. Standing on your as though surprise, the mind becomes numb, mentality's dumb. Knowledge of self is the beginning of wisdom. Knowledge of self is the beginning of wisdom. Close your eyes, see a little clearer. Living off a perch never made you search. So more in life for a better kind of meaning than dreaming while living in a nightmare. Eyes flare while counting eggs, hat shoulda, woulda, becomes a deliberate mantra. Substantial consequences, thinking of possibilities like survival through false realities. Slanging the ills in palms of babies. Mentally ill, public school training.
shit we already know. But being vows, we just know. And so, being a stranger to yourself, how can you knock off the remnants of slave health? What makes we so notorious? Do we even know what's all the fuss? Imposed amnesia regards the trust. Like undeveloped Negroes in us. Danger, danger makes hearts combust. Those who know sit back nonplussed. That planetary drugs must realign to define time's rush.
But still we right. I swear anybody who don't seem to care, beware power touch can be got anywhere. Just cause justice evades the ruckus, don't mean forever that pain erupts us. Time is the number one juror. Die Führer will catch hellfire, Libera. No worries, no flurries, no rest in my chest. The sound of a moon clip will suppress. There will be no more success. Demons, you harm the head of my least little ones. The sun will find you and melt your soul till done. Not from the head of my chinny chin chin does the harm ones begin to get in. But since in within can implode the load, and you froze in time, remember these cold
ones. But I stand as 10,000. I come as one, but I stand as 10,000. I come as one, but I stand as 10,000. One, but I stand as 10,000. Balance is harder to reach when there's three rows. The middle one will lead to self-control. Balance is harder to reach when there's three rows. The middle one will lead to self-control. Balance is harder to reach when there's three rows. The middle one will lead to self-control. Balance is harder to reach when there's three rows. The middle one will lead to self-control. Balance is harder to reach when there's three rows. The middle one will lead to self-control. Balance is harder to reach when there's three rows. The